I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters. This week, we have a special field report from the Greater Farallones and Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuaries, where a group of research scientists have worked together for 20 years to monitor the health of these federally protected waters. The ocean floor slowly slopes for almost 50 miles away from the California coast before reaching the edge of the continental shelf. At that point on the precipice west of Point Reyes, there's a rocky peak that reaches up near the water's surface. And beyond that peak, the land drops down quickly 2,000 meters into the deep sea. 20,000 years ago, this place, now called the Cordell Bank, was an island. Today, it's a sunlit coral garden with abundant sea life, a safe distance away from people and fisheries. The upper layers of the water are filled with phytoplankton, a plant-like organism the size of dust that traps carbon and carries it to the seafloor when it dies. From the deep seaside of the bank, clouds of tiny shrimp called krill swell up in the current. The krill feast on the plankton. They're followed by blue whales who feast on the krill. These are federal waters, protected by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In September, I was invited to ride along in one of the agency's research vessels, the RV Fulmer.
All the way.
What's the speed?
1.3. I was in the restroom.
Yeah, that's all right, figured. I figured something like that. Okay, 1.3. We'll be coming up.
It was a government boat, but the research was funded mostly by Point Blue Conservation Science, a nonprofit in Marin County. The scientists were part of a program called ACCESS, which stands for Applied California Current Ecosystem Studies.
Yeah, so the CTD, that's the check salinity and depth and temperature. The Niskin bottle collects the water, and then they'll take that water and run their own analysis in the labs to check on, you know, ocean acidification over time.
The ACCESS mission involves gathering a consistent array of aquatic core samples from points along a grid drawn across the sanctuary. Each line is over 40 miles long, so doing one line takes all day, and the full grid takes a consecutive 8 days.
All seven.
Dressed in safety gear and hard hats, the scientists spend all day dropping devices and nets and buckets into the water, teetering over the edge of a rocky ship and dropping to their knees to examine samples. It's rough work.
Bottom.
The lead scientist is Jaime Yanka.
296-117.
We do the oceanography with a CTD, the oceanography from the Niskin bottle and the bucket that you will see there too. And then we look at the biological oceanography using nets. This is the phytoplankton net, the tucker trawl, the hoop net. We sample krill. And then we look at the higher trophic levels, birds, mammals, and we're lucky turtle. But those are hard to find and hard to see.
Jaime is part of the small crew that has repeated the process 3 times a year for the last 20 years. They even collect and analyze the DNA floating around.
So eDNA is a way that we try to find out who's living in the area that we've sampled. So the DNA is shed through feces or mucus or other bodily fluids, and it can be collected and sequenced, and then you can figure out which species of invertebrates and vertebrates exist in that environment at that depth.
The scientists go up to the top deck and they scan the horizon to count and record visible marine life, whales, turtles, birds. Each person is responsible for one section of the horizon.
Chocolate one, zone one, water.
It takes a concentrated focus. The scientists fall into sort of a meditation, calling out code for recording every animal that they spot while Jaime enters the data in a computer.
And unknown auklet, zone 2, flying 040. Cassin's auklet 2, zone 1, water.
The data collected by ACCESS is not only available to other scientists, it's used to help the state and federal agencies make decisions on how to manage the sanctuaries. For example, ACCESS data helped to explain the phenomena behind a wave of dead whales. There was a marine heat wave in 2015, a shift in the sea's temperature that caused the krill to move from the deep sea to the near shore, and the whales followed into the path of cargo ship propellers and fishing nets.
We cannot cool down the ocean, we cannot change the chemistry of the ocean, but we can manage other things that we do. Like we can change the ways we use the ocean to give species time to adapt to climate change. We can change vessel traffic to decrease the risk of strikes. We can work with the sanctuaries and the state to try to decrease the risk of entanglements to whales. We provide data to fishers about trends and ways to evaluate types of fish so they can manage them better.
The access budget is nearly $500,000 a year, with Point Blue Conservation funding two-thirds of the cost.
Right there. It's going to come up. You can see it swimming.
Next year, the sanctuaries will start a new 10-year management plan and invite the public for input on management decisions.
I thought for certain it was right there.
I thought it was going that way.
Is that a second one?
For now, the access scientists will stay landside during the rough weather of winter. But they'll be back on the RV Fulmer when the plankton blooms in spring.
There's Auklet 1. Zone 2, flying 320.
This is Ruth Dussault. You've been listening to a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.
Rhinoceros Auklet 1, Zone 2, flying 040.